On November 22, 1963, Michael Maggio was playing with toy guns in his childhood home in Paterson, New Jersey.
Suddenly that special bulletin came on, black screen with just the white words, special bulletin, and that familiar voice, even when I was that young, of Walter Cronkite.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade.
At that point, I heard my mother gasp, and from downstairs, I heard my grandmother yell. And I knew something very serious had happened, and I probably haven't been the same since that one day.
To give himself closure to something that dominated the early part of his life, the retired musician combined his love of radio and interest in history to make an audio timeline of the events on that fatal day. Here, we hear an enthusiastic Maggio describe some of the clips in the original 80-minute audio CD. The original does not include any commentary.
From Dallas Love Field, the Dallas-Fort Worth area broadcasters bring you a special description of the arrival of President John F. Kennedy.
Radio reports of not only the news covering the assassination, but the prelude to it. I wanted to make it a natural progression as close as I could to real time. By the end of the tape, it actually took about that long for the world to find out that he was indeed dead. I was fascinated with the audio side of all of the news that was happening that day because it was the last time that radio was the lead player in the information dispersion. Something so important first came out on radio. The ABC network was playing Hooray for Hollywood by Doris Day.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin from ABC Radio. Here is a special bulletin from Dallas, Texas. Three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today in downtown Dallas, Texas.
The reason I made this disc is to give myself closure for something that had fascinated me, dominated the early part of my life, and let me put to rest all of the questions. This to me is very, very complete because it is a representation of history as it happened.
Of bullet wounds. This is the latest information we have from Dallas. We are, of course, standing by to give you all available information as it comes.
Anthony Smedili for WHYY.